This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3502 for Tuesday the 4th of January 2022. Today's show is entitled, New Year Greetings, and a short review of my new Juno PC. It is the 60th show of Tony Hughes aka Tony H1212, and is about 5 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I just ramble for a few minutes about my new Juno PC.
Good day, all in Hacker Public Radio land. This is Tony Hughes from Blackpool in the UK. Just popping in to say a big Happy New Year to those that I didn't talk to on the New Year's Eve, New Year's Day show, and record my first episode in over a year. I've been a bit busy with other podcasts in the last 12 months, and various other things have kept me away from recording a show for HPR. So I just thought I'd pop in, say hello, and just talk about what's new in my world this year. Just before Christmas, I got myself a new Juno Brutus 5000 computer. If you go to the Juno website, which I'll put a link in the show notes for it, but it's a nice little AMD Ryzen 9 PC. Specced it out with a terabyte NVMe hard drive and 32 gig of RAM. So it's pretty good specs, and I'm currently recording on it. But it absolutely flies. It was quite a big upgrade. My previous PC from what I've upgraded from was an old Generation 3 i7. And it's probably about 5 times faster in the real world than that PC was, considering its size, which is absolutely tiny. Absolutely tiny. It's about... let's have a look. So, it's about 130 mil square and about 45 mils deep. But it's packed with ports on it. At the front is the on button. There's a USB Type-C port and two USB 3 ports. At the back, you've got a display port, HDMI, two Ethernet jack, and two times USB 3 and two times USB 2 ports. So, you know, not a massive amount of ports, but good enough. And like me, I would imagine quite a few people would attach a USB 3 hub to it to give them extra connectivity. And like I say, in real world performance, this is a beast. I can edit image files in the GIMP in seconds, whereas, you know, if I'm using large files, they used to take 30 seconds to a minute to do processes, and audio editing's a breeze. It is an absolutely fantastic little machine. I bought it myself. I'm not getting anything for saying this. And there are a couple of little things that you've got to be aware of. It comes loaded with Ubuntu 20.04, which obviously will be updated in the spring. But because of the nature of the machine, they've got some proprietary drivers. So there's a PPA already embedded in Ubuntu. So when I changed it over to Linux Mint, I had to go off and ask them to give me the details of the PPA so that I could get all the drivers. Sorted that out. But also, I managed to get a USB stick in to install Mint the first time, but now it doesn't seem to recognize the port, so I can't see other drives as bootable drives when I go into it, so I'm going to have to investigate that. But on a day-to-day basis, this is a fantastic little machine, so hopefully I'm going to get a lot of use out of it over the next little while, and probably longer. But that's about it. That's my major news at the moment. If you want to catch me on another podcast talking about Linux, hop over to Distro Hopper's Digest and download our latest show, which came out just before Christmas, or we'll be recording again just in the new year, so there'll be a new show. Episode 29 will be coming out in January. So that's Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio signing off for now, and hope to speak to you again in the new year. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.